Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, friends. I was talking with the microphone off. I'm nervous. It's my first day in broadcasting. Whew. Sorry about that, Riggins. Sorry.
Step one, turn on your microphone.
Step two, talk and not think into the microphone. I've done that before, too. I think that I'm talking into the microphone when I'm just thinking.
Oh, gosh.
Nothing comes out.
That's scary.
You know what I don't like is when people say, I thought to myself. Who else you gonna think to?
Yeah, right. I was thinking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think and nothing happens.
So you're not saying the quiet part out loud sometimes.
No. Go on, Riggins, with the now trending.
Let's do it. So Hurricane Helene is the top trending topic today. It's a tropical storm now rolling through Georgia, making landfall in Florida late last night. And the videos are crazy. Yeah, people's homes are flooded. A couple of deaths attributed to the storm. So this is a powerful, powerful storm. But it's moving quickly, I think. But devastating stuff. I mean, if you've seen the pictures and the videos, people are without their homes and some of them without their family members.
It did get downgraded to a Cat 4 before it hit, right? Because it had gotten up to a Category 5. Then it downgraded a little bit, but it's still huge.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So we're obviously praying for everybody in the storm's path. And we recommend you do the same because it's dangerous stuff out there. In more lighthearted news, I love this story. And TJ, I think you're going to love it more than I will. Okay. I don't know if you've seen the news. Lana Del Rey got married.
No, I haven't seen that.
Which is not that shocking. But she married an alligator boat tour guide.
I did see that she was coupled with an airboat tour, swamp tour guy.
For months, there had been these rumors circulating that she was dating this guy, and he looks like a guy that is a tour guide on an alligator boat. But then she commented on Instagram and was like, no, that's not true. But then last week, these pictures surfaced of her and this guy at his Louisiana home out on the front porch. And people are like, this has got to be a publicity stunt. But yesterday, she married the guy. They've got pictures.
We Louisiana men got it, you know?
When you know, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we're irresistible.
You know, and now people are saying, you know, she dated the cop that was on. She dated a cop, I don't know, that was maybe on a reality show or something.
Was it Sticks?
It was that
Officer
guy.
Officer Sticks.
That's, yeah. I think that's the guy. So she's got
I think that's his name, Sticks.
Not interested in really like a huge celebrity, but this is, I mean, shocking.
But isn't she weird?
Yeah.
My daughter loves her music for some reason.
She's very like ethereal.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe, but yeah, so she married that guy. Congratulations to Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, man. Yeah, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Absolutely. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
I don't know. What was it about 5 years ago that the chicken sandwich wars were going on? With Popeyes had that, you know, introduced that great chicken sandwich. Well, there's a new chicken sandwich, and it looks delicious, except for one thing. We'll tell you what the one thing is and see if you would eat the chicken sandwich with this one thing or vomit looking at it. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
When you turn on this show Monday morning or whenever you listen to it, you're going to say, ooh, it's a lady. We're going to have a lady in here Monday.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
It's been many years since we've had an actual lady in here.
those nerds, you know, sitting around in those self-help groups going, I don't know, girls just don't seem to like me. I freeze up around girls.
Yeah, we're incels.
All right. There is a place called Bird Box in Manhattan. And it's, you know, a fancy schmancy, trendy kind of place. And they have a chicken sandwich. It's a fried chicken sandwich for $19. And the thing about it is, is that the chicken's entire leg, foot and all, pokes out of the side of the bun.
Yeah.
So when you get this chicken sandwich, and I don't mean a little chicken foot, I'm talking about a big chicken foot hanging out of the side, like, of the bun.
Sticking out.
Yeah. Would that bother you, Riggins?
Yeah, that is vile. Disgusting.
It's have you seen it, Rob?
No, I haven't. It's making my stomach hurt to think about it, though. There you go. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 6 inches. I mean,
it's disgusting.
It's so gross.
Oh. But what a great idea.
Go viral.
Yeah.
Get some attention.
And there's another location of this restaurant somewhere, and they do the same thing. And I think you can also get it where it's not the sandwich. It's just, you know, like if you had a leg quarter, you know, in a barbecue or something, they do a fried leg quarter, I believe, that still has that foot on it.
And can you eat? I mean, is it edible?
Chicken feet?
Yeah,
I don't know whether that one is, but I don't know whether you can when it's prepared that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of cultures eat chicken feet.
Mm-hmm. It is fully cooked, though, right?
Yeah.
Because when I first pictured it, I was picturing, like, feathers and stuff.
No, the whole leg is, battered and deep fried with the rest of it. They submerge it all in. But at first, when I saw this headline, I thought that it was, a precaution in some culture where it has to know that they leave the leg on it, the foot on it, so you'll know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, now, does this make me sound old? Or does this make me sound like I came from a country town? Is this more old or more country? Because when I was a kid, growing up in Winfield, Louisiana, people who trapped raccoons could sell the meat of the raccoon. But you had to leave, it was a law, you had to leave the front foot, the front paw on the raccoon. So that would let the consumer know for sure that you're not selling a cat. So Winfield, Louisiana, leave the foot on a raccoon so people know they're not buying cat meat.
And what was our options?
Does that make me sound more old or more country?
More country, I'd say.
Say both. That's more, a country. I mean, okay. Do they still do it?
I don't know. I would doubt it. Yeah. I doubt they do. It is Louisiana, and they have different laws than any other place in the world.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd be all over this chicken sandwich.
Would you?
You can get one footless if you want.
Oh, good.
But what's the fun in that?
None. No fun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
TJ, I don't know if you saw the story in the New York Post this morning, but there's a story about a woman that lost 35 pounds eating only sardines for 3 months.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But I will say there's a line in that story that never is good when it's attributed to you. When somebody says, at one time, she tipped the scales.
Right. that's never complimentary. Yeah, no skinny people ever tip the scales.
Tip the scale. And it wasn't some astronomical number.
Right.
It was when she's 900 pounds. Like
248, I think, is what she her highest tipping of the scales. She tipped the scales at 248.
She agrees to do the interview. Tip the scales. Just felt bad for her for a second. So we're gonna play a game. It's called Only One Right Answer. It's Friday. I figured let's play a little game. Let's have a little bit of fun. TJ, I'm gonna go back and forth. TJ, is it weird if a guy only pees sitting down because that's just what he prefers?
Yes.
That is correct. Yes. Here's the rules of the game. I know all the right answers, and I'm going to tell you what they are. Rob, you're at a baseball game. Are you getting peanuts or popcorn?
Peanuts.
That is correct. is the correct answer.
Well, I mean, obviously, he lives at the ballpark.
Yeah.
That's his favorite thing.
I love when they do the doubles.
TJ, is having a pool in your backyard worth all the money and effort of keeping it clean?
Yes.
Ooh, right answer. That is correct. A lot of pool hate lately.
Yeah, I miss my pool.
Yeah. Rob, is Kanye better than Taylor Swift, like Zach Bryan said?
Yeah.
That is correct. That is correct.
You're setting me up for some hate.
TJ, are donkeys cuter than cows?
Grown or babies?
Grown.
Yes.
That is incorrect, TJ. Cows still cuter. Rob, is having no hobbies a red flag when seeking out a partner?
Yeah, I think so.
That is the correct answer.
Very strange.
TJ, is never opening the curtains, blinds, or windows in your home odd?
Yes.
That is correct. Sorry, Rob.
Okay.
Rob, are waffle fries better than crinkle cut fries?
No.
That is correct.
Yeah, they're not.
TJ, Halloween is right around the corner. Who's scarier, Jason or Chucky?
Jason.
That is correct. I'd punt Chucky. Yeah. He was scary as a kid, but I'm not scared of him.
My wife's more scared of Chucky than anything in this world.
I know. I thought about her as I was writing this up. Chucky freaks. I freak out. All right. We'll got a couple more of these. We'll do them next.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, we've got some more questions for only one right answer. This is a game where I give out questions and I decide who's got the right answer because I have all the answers. Rob, is 78 degrees a comfortable temperature to set your thermostat at when you go to bed?
Absolutely not. Not even close.
That's what they recommend. They say 78 during the day, and I think 75.
Oh, my God.
Something like that. 78 at night and 75 during the day or something.
Nobody without a certain type of agenda recommends that. So I won't get into the ins and outs of it, but no sane person in the Western world would ever think that that's the way to go. And the people who recommend that are not doing it.
You don't think so?
No. Their houses are cool and crisp.
Yeah, and Rob likes it. We know it.
That's almost 20 degrees off from what I wanted to be.
Exactly. TJ, is grabbing a fork out of the drawer to scratch your back and then putting it back because you used it over your shirt, is that nasty?
Yeah.
That's correct. That's correct. I've seen people do that. What? I didn't do that. I didn't put it on my skin. It's over my shirt.
Is there a fork shortage with these people?
I don't know. It is vile, though. Rob, is this the appropriate ranking for Halloween candy? Number 3, Kit Kats. Number 2, Snickers. And number 1, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yes, that's correct.
That is correct, Rob. Yes. TJ, would you agree with that ranking?
Because if those are only my 3 choices, Kit Kat would be at the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big Kit Kat fan.
And?
Oh, Reese's number 1.
Oh, yeah, I know. Always. But Kit Kat, what do you always say about Kit Kats?
They're for women.
I don't know how you...
Because women love Kit Kats. Not that men can't, but all women do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a little pop noise when you separate them.
Sure. This is for TJ. TJ, should you monitor your significant other's screen time?
No.
That is correct. I do want to hear about a couple. Like, hey, you've been... Let me see your screen time.
I would love to approach Jody with that. And
she accuses him of.
What else is a hot take from me on that? I don't think TV should be counted as screen time. What? Like regular just watching TV programs, that should not be called screen time, like playing on the internet.
It's literally a screen.
I know, but they shouldn't count that.
Because you like TV.
No, I mean, because kids can watch TV and it's way less harmful than them sitting, you know, looking at social media and the internet all day.
You think so?
Yeah. If the parent's making the right decision on what they're watching on
right,
the TV.
Right. Not, as long as it's not PBS or something.
Exactly. See, you're trying to get me going off I'm not supposed to.
Right. Rob, are recliners trashy?
Yeah.
That's incorrect, Rob. Wow.
I think it is.
Wow, oh my God. Rob.
I love mine.
What an ugly thing to say. TJ, is Superman the greatest superhero of all time?
No.
That's correct.
He's one of the worst, to be honest.
I don't know that he's the worst, but he's certainly not the best.
I really don't know about superheroes, but I would think that I like Batman better. Mm-hmm. You know, because I've actually seen one Batman movie that I was forced to watch. But
you went to see Batman?
Yeah, my son was little and didn't see it.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
I know they're such takers.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Make sure you go subscribe to all of our podcasts and everything, which would include the Weekend Review podcast. That's Riggins' song he's about to do for us. You get the podcast that's just that, if you want it, special highlight. And without further ado, Riggins and the Weekend Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows, summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
It's been a really crazy week on the show. We've been in a difficult spot. I wrote some really good jokes and the lawyer said, absolutely not. For some reason, today is National Scarf Day, but temperatures are still too high. I actually own a scarf, the perfect accessory when I'm kissing a guy. Hurricane Helene is ripping through Florida. It's taken weeks for this thing to form. I've got a lot of family in Florida, and let's just say they're built to withstand the storm. And this is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Things keep getting worse for Diddy. He's currently held without bail. They said he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Let's skip the trial and just throw him in jail. Rob doesn't use our group chat often, but yesterday we had some dialogue because he found out that Sonic Drive-In had buy one, get one chili dogs. Breaking news, guys. You don't leave me alone. And TJ had some stomach issues this week. And when I say this, it might sting. TJ, we've been co-workers for over a decade. I need you to know that that's my thing.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
TJ said we have a special guest coming in on Monday. I don't even know their identity yet. But if it's not Frankie Muniz, I'm going to be seriously upset. Love him.
That's a good riff.
Thank you. Hoda Kotb is leaving the Today Show. That was really surprising to see. Her replacement also has an interesting name, introducing Flola Flotfly. lastly, thanks for sticking with the show with me, TJ, and Rob. My dog eats prescription dog food, so I desperately need this job.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
A long, long time ago when Riggins was living in an uptown high-rise, he had a nightmare happen to him, and that's when he left his vape stick down in his car in the garage, and he had to go all the way down to get it. Rob has a similar type nightmare that goes on with him at his house. Happened twice yesterday. Riggins, you're going to love this.
Love it.
You are going to love it. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, you want to make money within your home? If you're in North and South Carolina, contact our friend Richard Tocato at the Richard Tocato Companies. HomeWithRichard.com is his website. And, you know, he could be saving you thousands of dollars a month with the refi, with the lower rates and all of that kind of stuff. So the Richard Tocato Companies, big sponsor of the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, Riggins, there are two things that happened to Rob yesterday. He got home, realized he had a bad light switch in his house. And had to switch that out. But when he got in there, he realized, I got to go to Lowe's.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So he did what he had to do, got that, and then he got back home and settled in. And his girlfriend, Meredith, called and said, I need you to bring one of the good dogs to me for the vet appointment. that he wasn't planning on doing. She was going to do that. By, you know, that was all her doings for the day, right, Rob?
Yeah, but she was running late because of work, so she couldn't come get the dog instead of me having to take her to the dog.
Okay.
So, what was the worst part about that, Rob? What did you have to do?
I had to put my socks back on twice.
Oh, no. Oh, the horror. The horror.
So, I'm there, and I realized I got to go to Lowe's. So, what was really bad was that I had already taken my socks off, so I had to put my socks back on.
Wait.
Then I got back in, started playing my game again and relaxing, and she called me, wanted me to go meet her at the vet. So I had to put my socks back on again. I'd already taken them off.
Yeah. And that second time it was rushed. She goes, leave now. I said, oh, my God, okay.
What a nightmare.
What a nightmare.
Got to put his socks back on twice.
Are these like medical socks? I mean, are they like,
no,
they're just regular socks.
They're just some Hanes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so... I mean, I don't know if y'all realize it in your little cush lives, but Rob had to put his socks on three times yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, and today and yesterday, I had to wear real shoes instead of Crocs.
Oh, yeah, because it was raining.
Because of our hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hang up with your girlfriend, do you secretly cuss her out? You're like,
Yeah.
But, of course.
Because is it the mental thing of saying, okay, I am at home and in relax mode because I've taken my socks off. So once you walk in the door, like you said you do, you take your socks off by stepping on them and pulling your feet out of them and leaving them where they are.
When I'm wearing real shoes, though, the sock basically comes off when I take the shoes off because it kind of the friction holds it in place.
So it's not the physical activity of putting the socks back on. It's the mental connection to, well, I can't relax.
Yes. Yeah,
because I have to put my socks, and when my socks are on, I'm not relaxed.
Mm-mm.
Nope, never. Mm. Never relax when my socks are on.
Now, did you give her a grumpy attitude whenever you dropped that dog off to her?
No, because it was in the rain, and I didn't get out of the car. She just got the dog out of the car, so I couldn't really complain too much about it.
Yeah,
I didn't get more wet. She just had to deal with the dog in the rain.
He's like, I hope this is a euthanasia appointment. Have a great day, sweetheart.
I hope this was worth my having to put socks back on.
I'm losing Zelda time.
Yeah. So there you go. If you think life's hard, you just imagine having to put socks back on twice after you get home. Think about that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to us and watching us and doing what you do, being who you are. We appreciate it. It's time for some stupid audio. We go all over the internets and bring you clips from stupid videos and play you the stupid audio. This is a guy who has put it out into the public now that parents of small children lead double lives. And now other parents are mad because he's put this information out there, and they're going to have to answer to their children. Listen.
One day my boys are going to realize that their parents live a whole second life after they go to bed. They've been in bed for 4 hours, and it's 11 o'clock, and I just got Taco Bell for me and my wife, so... what they don't know doesn't hurt them.
Whoa.
I love that.
Yeah, so I wonder if they'd go to the trouble of throwing away all the Taco Bell stuff in the can outside.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, if so the kids don't know.
Does that happen? Do you do like fun things after your kids go to bed? You're like, we'll just do this when they're for the sole purpose of being able to enjoy it for yourself?
No, I never did. We never have done that. I'm sure there are a lot of selfish parents, though, who do.
Yeah. My dad is one of them. I'll give you an example. They used to make us ramen noodles, you know, with the packet. And my mom would only use half the seasoning packet, you know, Midwestern. Yeah. But when, after we'd go to bed, my dad would have ramen as a snack, and we'd come down and be like, Dad, can I have a bite? And he was using the whole seasoning packet. I was like, why are Dad's ramen oodles and noodles way better than the ones you're serving us, you jerk?
Yeah, it's too much sodium, guys. It's too much sodium.
I think that's what she was thinking. So annoying.
And then this lady has a request for her husband.
Are you going to get me a...
He's trying to go to sleep, and she has a request for him.
Are you going to get me a boo basket?
What?
A boo basket.
Why? What is that?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, a boo basket?
Yeah, you didn't give me one last year.
We're just barely dating this.
Yeah, and now...
We're just going on dates.
And now we're you married me and impregnated me, so I think I deserve a boo basket.
So...
Wow.
I'm guessing a boo basket is a Halloween gift basket of some sort, right?
Sounds that way. Candy and in a pumpkin pail or whatever.
And in the comments, Regan, she said all the women were going, he better get you a boo basket. If he doesn't, I'll get you one.
Yeah. If he says, yeah, good luck with that, that means it's not he's not the right one for you. He should at least, even if he doesn't intend on getting you one, he should at least play the role and be like, okay, babe.
Are these expensive things in the boo basket?
No, I think it's probably like Reese's little, and a couple Kit Kats in the, you know, little gift basket.
And a Paper Magazine and Us Weekly.
Yeah, sure. Some Josh's wine, whatever it is.
A boo basket.
A boo basket.
But, like, you're just trying to fall asleep. You've been working all day, and she's like, babe, are you going to get me a boo basket?
I'm like, oh, what? My God.
And she shot it in that trend where people are lying on their side in the bed and they got the camera right there in their face. So was he on the other side of her?
Sounds that way.
And she's like, I want a boo basket.
Let me make one request before you drift off into your slumber.
But he should get her one. Well, what? He should have been wanting to get her one before she asked for it. Now that she asked for it, I wouldn't get it. Because that ruined the surprise. And guys, you can always say that. Well, I was going to, but now you ruined the surprise.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So TJ, I'm going to teach, and maybe Rob too, I'm going to teach you something about smoking weed, if that's okay.
Okay. Do I need to take notes?
Well, if you want to smoke weed.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you do. So when, and I don't have a lot of experience, but when I was in college, I dabbled in the marijuana and stuff like that. But a guy on my dorm floor showed me how to roll a joint for the first time. I never rolled a joint. And you get the paper and you put the weed in there, you grind up the weed, you put it in there and you roll it up. But he showed me that you could take some of the cardboard from the rolling paper packaging, the 1.5, you tear off a little piece of the cardboard, you roll it in your fingers, and you put it at one end of the joint, and then roll that little piece of cardboard in it so it keeps its form when you're putting your mouth on it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get soggy and that paper doesn't like collapse on itself. Mm-hmm. It holds it open.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I learned how to roll a joint. But I think last weekend I found a new product for joint rollers, and I think you're going to like it. It's from this company. All they make is the thing to keep the joint open for you to smoke out of, the little piece of cardboard. But it's not cardboard. It's made of wax. And on the inside of the wax, there's plant seeds. So for the true hippie in your life, you can finish your joint and then bury it, and a tree will grow.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say it's not going to be harmful to the turtles.
Well, I mean, it might as well not be. I mean, this won't be.
That's even better.
Yeah, wildflowers or a tree will grow from your roach. Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah.
I mean, pothead ingenuity is really something incredible, isn't it? And then one other thing I wanted to teach you. Well, I learned something this week. I learned how to use the crisper drawer in my refrigerator. Oh, yeah? They don't really give you instructions on how to use that thing. There's no real authority on that.
No, and it's basically just put your produce in here, but you don't know why.
You don't know why. They don't. I'm like, why is this drawer different than the rest of the refrigerator? But mine has a little slider on it. Mm-hmm. So I had to go. Rob, do you know how to use a crisper drawer?
I just know what mine says. It has a slider for fruits and then the other slides for vegetables. So when I put one or the other in there, I'll slide it to the thing. I don't know what it does.
I'm surprised that you even. Do you buy a lot of fruits and vegetables? No. Not really.
And I keep telling Meredith, don't put stuff in there that's not fruits and vegetables. That's not where they go.
It'll draw ants.
How dare you?
Yeah. What's like an adult lesson that you learned later in life? Like for me, it was definitely learning how to use the crisper drawer because I had to Google it. Hmm. But like sometimes you find like a new way to like tie your shoes in your 30s or anything like that. Does anything stand out?
No. So I pretty much, I'm usually the one teaching other people things.
Oh, and, right.
Yeah, I can't think of
anything. I'm the human Google.
You're the
Hugel.
I'm Hugel. DJ, the Hugel. More next.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Have we reached like peak Diddy content? I mean, are we kind of over?
I was until this morning. I saw something.
Well, okay. we'll compare stories, okay. if it's not this one, because I am feeling the Diddy like hangover. Like I've heard enough about Diddy. You know, I've heard enough. But this is great because his lawyer is, you know, chirping like a bird to everybody. He's talking to everybody. He's talking to paparazzi. He's talking to TMZ for a documentary they're doing on Tubi. If that's my lawyer, I'm like, hey, buddy, I appreciate what you're doing. But so he was out talking about the baby oil again. Diddy, yeah. They found 1,000 bottles of baby oil. And his lawyer said, well, Diddy lives near a Costco and he buys it in bulk. So it's not that weird. Well, Costco, who never comments on anything, released a short statement that said, none of the company's U.S. locations carry baby oil. Boom. Nice try. They don't want to be wrapped up in that story.
Because Costco is like the hot thing with the millennials, especially the women's, and they don't want to be even associated with anything that has to do with that case right now.
I don't blame
other than if they were the ones that turned him in.
Yeah, right.
And their CEOs at the desk going, what? Stop. Don't get us in here.
Put this out. Get the lawyer in here. None of the company's U.S. locations carry baby oil. You didn't get them from us, did he? Yeah. You freak.
The story that I heard this morning that kind of piqued my interest was, people are accusing Carl Winslow of laying down with Puffy Daddy Combs.
Yeah, he's been all over social media lately. Mm-hmm.
Just Reginald. Sort of,
yeah, he said it's Reginald Vell Johnson, and he says, I've never met him in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. Never even met Puffy Sean Combs.
Did he say, like, it's Puff Daddy? Mm-hmm. That's the one?
Yeah, it's crazy. So a lot of Diddy content still out there on the internet. Bill Gates is trending this morning because he was spotted in Times Square ordering a hot dog. And they said, oh, look, here's Bill Gates eating a hot dog at a hot dog vendor by himself. And then people pointed out, yeah, you think he's by himself. Try to run up to him and see if he's by himself.
Yeah.
But every New Yorker knows you don't order a hot dog in Times Square. That's a tourist trap. You're going to pay $25 for a hot dog. No New Yorkers going to a hot dog cart in Times Square.
Well, he's in full this PR mode of I should pay higher taxes. You know how these billionaires will come out and go, yeah, I should pay more in taxes. And, you know, it's not fair that I don't and all of this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So now I guess he's showing I'm a common man. I'm getting a hot dog.
Yeah.
And whatever. But here's the thing. These billionaires have the ability to pay as much tax as they want.
Yeah, go crazy.
Yeah. You could give everything you make to the government if you feel that strongly about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait on them to tell you how much you got to pay. Pay it if you want to.
Yeah.
Please.
They'll take it.
By all means. I'd love that.
Cut the check, Bill.
And go somewhere else and get a hot dog, you freak.
Honestly.
that windows is closed.
And those are just a few things that are now trending.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. LARPing is where people go out and reenact or they act out these things in public, these scenes that are, you know, they're in costumes and things like that. And it's no special, like it doesn't have to be about Star Wars or medieval things or anything like that, Riggins. It's just whatever they've decided to go with.
Yeah. Live action role playing.
Yeah. So this is a story about this certain group that does the live action role playing And the audio from this is kind of funny.
I'm Hunter. I am also known as Cobb Cobb.
So he's wearing a horn helmet with the horns on it, and he looks like some sort of a bull kind of character.
Cobb Cobb is just going to say Cobb Cobb, and that's what Cobb Cobb does. Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb. There's times where I'm out in the normal world, and I'm like, I really wish I could do this thing, and then I realize, damn it, Vaughn. Vaughn will go up to the person that John has been trying to flirt with the entire weekend, and he will outright ask her out. I keep the other me in check.
Our program here at Mystic Realms, we really stress real life skills like organizational skills, writing skills, leadership skills, social skills.
Now, there's been a day where I would think this is ridiculous and all of that. But now I kind of look at it like they're just trying to fit in with someone, and they found like-minded people who like to do the same type of pretend world, fantasy world kind of stuff.
Exactly.
But if I've got a grown man and I'm trying to communicate with him and he's not saying anything but cop, 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 I'm going to suggest that he need to go to the hospital. he needs some help.
Outside of that environment.
In that environment. No, if I were the other characters, I'd be like, come on, man. How are we supposed to communicate with you in the theme of the entire role-playing scene if all you're going to do is say Cobb Cobb?
Well, he's a woodland creature. He's half horse and half a man or whatever. A minotaur. A minotaur. Cobb Cobb. He's part of the story.
Did you hear that emphasis when he was given directions, though?
Yeah.
Cobb Cobb.
Yeah. Yes, I did, Rob Rob.
Rob Rob.
Rob Rob. Rob Rob.
Rob Rob.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
I'm a little hesitant to bring this up. I don't think it's going to go over very well.
Okay. With me, Riggins?
With you, TJ.
Insult me?
No, I'm not going to insult you.
Okay.
So TJ's got a podcast aside from the regular show that we're doing now. It's called the TJ Fanaticos Podcast. And the main theme of it, he creates these lists. Last week it was the five signs a man looks like a D-bag, or five signs a man is a D-bag. And it was fun. It was like, you know.
No, five things that make a man look like.
Make a man look like a D-bag. Yeah. It was like gold bracelets on hairy arms and popped collars. That was the one I thought was the best one. What was something
else? Sunglasses inside.
Sunglasses
or at night.
Inside. That was a good one.
And the number one was vulgarity or profanity on T-shirts.
Yeah. I think they're solid choices. So you can check that out. You can go subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or you can check it out on YouTube if you'd like. But TJ started this TJ Fanaticos thing. And if you want to be a Fanatico, you just got to go to tjriggins.com/Fanatico. And get signed up. You get early entry into events and special invitations, things like that. But an idea was floated to me, and I didn't immediately shoot it down because I thought, I can't wait to tell TJ about it.
Great.
So the right thing would have been to say, that's a horrible idea. Don't even mention it to him. Let's just please move on. But this is the second time it's been brought up to me. So how would you feel? So you've got TJ's Fanaticos. How would you feel about Jody's Fanaticas?
And for her to do another podcast outside of the one that she and I do together?
She's going to create her own group, her own army of fans. And I don't know, maybe the Fanaticos and the Fanaticas can just like fight it out, or maybe they'll live in harmony. Who knows?
Mm. Nah.
Not crazy
about
it. No,
because, I mean, it's hard enough for me to get her to do what she does, you know. She doesn't want to be in the spotlight. She doesn't. She knows, like, I didn't really sign up for any of that.
Right. No.
And so, you know, we started doing that podcast together, and people like it. And so then she complains about having to do it. You know, like, we got to record one today, so it'll play Monday.
Yeah.
And you know, if it weren't for that, if she weren't so difficult. I would be all for it.
So when that idea was floated to me, I'll be honest, I was playing devil's advocate. I was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. TJ's going to love it.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I learned something terrifying yesterday. In England, they attribute the spread of like cholera and the bubonic plague to these things called penny licks. It's how they used to serve ice cream in London. So you'd have like an ice cream cart out on the street, mm-hmm. and a guy would be there like scooping ice cream into these little glass glasses. And people would come up, pay a penny, and they didn't give you utensils. So they would just take the glass of ice cream, and it was just a little bit of ice cream. Mm-hmm. They'd lick it and give the glass back. And the guy would take the glass, rinse it under some water that he kept in his cart, and then refill it with ice cream and then hand it back to somebody. They were called penny licks. It's pretty disgusting. No soap, no hot water, just the water that had been, you know, sitting on his cart all day. So they attribute the penny licks. So I'm glad we did away with that. Are you more of a cone or a cup guy as an adult with ice cream?
Cup.
You're a cup guy?
I'm more
guy?
Of a cup guy, but if it's scooped,
yeah,
I want a cup. If it's soft serve, I want a cone. That an old-fashioned cone, not the waffle cone or any of that.
The sugar cone,
yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Cake cone.
A cake cone. Mm-hmm. Rob, are you a cone or a cup person?
Cup, usually. And I now, if there's a waffle cup, where it's like formed to the size of a cup, I'll do that.
Can I have both?
They do it some places.
Make it like a taco salad. Make the bowl edible.
I got queso like that one time. They brought it all out and they go, oh, it's so good.
One of the memories I have growing up is when we go to Dairy Queen or something, my dad would take our ice cream cones from us. We'd have to pass it up to the front where he was driving, and he would lick it and clean it up around the edge so it wouldn't drip. Mm. But he'd end up eating like half the ice cream. He's a big fat guy. And he called it, you know, it's like, I'm helping you. I'm cleaning up your ice cream cone. And he hand it back. And now the thought of doing that now, like, here, Dad, lick all over this ice cream. I would never in a million years.
Yeah. We had a water jug in the refrigerator that because there was no bottled water when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And so we would fill up this water jug and keep it in the fridge. So anytime we needed a drink of water, the whole family would get, my mom wouldn't do it, but my dad and my brother and I would just go get it and drink some of it and put it back in the fridge. We shared it like that.
No wiping the lid of. We had, you remember they used to sell Hawaiian Punch in cans, mm-hmm. like tin can, same thing. You'd have to open it with a can opener and we'd take slugs out of that and put it back in. That's so gross.
Was it really though? Or are we just so overly sensitive to it now?
Maybe we're too overly sensitive about it.
Yeah. I like to think that. Because I never got no cholera.
That's true. Bubonic plague.
Y'all making this up.
Yeah. I mean, you Catholics have been drinking after each other for years.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.